Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, the drive is live, baby. You just listened to it. Oh, boy.
He's on one, ain't he? Oh, boy. Must have got him a little sleep this weekend,
just
boy.
Just listen to In the Loop, yeah. with Spolane and John Lopez. And now, the drive is live, as you heard right there. Show a nipple. Start the show to the people on YouTube. But, ooh, a fresh shave.
That thing's hard, too. That thing's hard. Shaved, why are they hard, Chief?
Why not?
Because I feel a little horny. That's why.
There you go. As well you should. All that audio we heard today.
Okay, 2 o'clock on a Monday. I'm feeling turned off.
I was cutting glass.
Put him away, cowboy.
I think you got to leave. I think I just take the damn thing off.
No.
I mean, I think you got to just do the whole show. No shirt.
No. The show just starts. We don't have to.
Oh.
We're alone.
That's why my nips are hard.
I mean, you can never have too much good, can you? My whole workout today, T.
Sometimes you can have too much good.
My whole workout today, T. Once I started sweating, man, they got them fans, which I can't stand. They got them fans on up there blowing air. Every time you walk in one of them fans, them old nipples get hard, boy. I cut glass, man, that whole workout.
I don't even need a fan.
You just stay hard.
My nipples just stay ready.
Yeah.
I never will understand that. Nice little gym setting up there. Got about 42 fans blowing down on us.
Why not, man?
And AC vents going everywhere. Well, yeah, hell, I don't. Who works out and doesn't want to get a sweat?
Well, I mean, some people don't want to be as hot as you are.
Yeah, well, I'm take the fans.
I want to get it in now. I'm ready to get it in. Let's get it all in.
You want
air last bit of it. Get it in, baby.
All right, pause. All right. a lot
easier
to get to
for some
of us on this beautiful Monday. As we were out there again, Texas training camp, a lot to get there. We'll let you hear sights and sounds and talk about the big news. Can we just at least do this first? Shout out to the Houston Astros, and we'll have more about them. We talked about they got to at least win the series to get themselves tied into first place. They had sole possession, had a chance to sweep this thing, couldn't pull it out yesterday, but they do take 2 of 3 from the Mariners in that huge series, and they are now in first place. And actually, if the season ended right now, because of percentage points, they would be the AL West winner. So shout out to the Astros, and shout out to Yordan Alvarez. This son of a gun.
Tyler must have had over 1.5.
Yeah, damn right.
I mean, hell, shoot. I mean, I don't care.
Cycle does well for that bet. I love it.
I mean, that nut hit for the cycle. Like when we say, like, and I say that when I say that is the best hitter in baseball because of the different thing. Like, I mean, he could do whatever is needed, and. In any at-bat, you know, it could be opposite field, it could be pool, it could be center, it could be whatever. And
go for launch.
And that dude, I mean, that he hit that triple. I said, well, hell, got that one out the way. And I mean, he hits a triple, pulls a double down line, and the homer is just off the facade. I mean, that thing was long gone. So, dude is fantastic, even though they took the L yesterday. But shout out to them. They did what they needed to do, and they have continued to appear to be easily the stronger team between the two.
So, well, the thing with Yordan, right, is which we find out whether you're betting the over on bases or you're hoping he gets a cycle or not, the fear is that they just start intentionally walking him. I mean, that's the fear, is whether they just pitch around him. I mean, I had the over 1.5.
Seattle tries more than anybody.
Ron, I had the over 1.5 bases with him one time, and they clearly pitched around him twice, because intentionally walked him once and hit him once. I mean, I got one legit at bat.
They knew you.
And had the over. What a mess that was.
They knew it.
And then, well, look, we're talking about the Astros. Come on, man. I mean, it is. Look, I know there's a ton of, it's a long season, guys sitting up there right now beating their chest. But boy, this run has been, I mean, ridiculous. Tyler, what was it? Did Lopez or did somebody did a comparison of the biggest Astros turnarounds, if you will?
I believe it was in the loop. Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. I know they were however many games under 500 or however many games back. I don't remember what year was that, Ron. You talked about that the other day. 2011, 2012,
yeah, 2005, I think they were.
2005 is the year they ended up obviously going to the World Series.
The Chronicle had the tombstones,
yes,
right?
The Chronicle had the tombstone early in the year, much like John Lopez declaring him dead, you know.
As a towel I threw in as well.
Yeah, I mean, just let's not, cuz I'm not interested in which season was worse, but I mean, this is going to be, if they can make a substantial run in the playoffs, I mean, it's going to be second to none in terms of turnarounds.
It's crazy they're here. So shout out to them. They're in first place today with a series against the A's, and it looks like the Mariners have the Angels. So we'll get to that more and more here as we continue to move on. But some news of the day, and we'll let you hear from D'Amico Ryans coming up at 3 o'clock. D'Amico Ryans at 3 o'clock will let you hear him explain it himself. Joe Mixon has not practiced in a couple of days. Clint didn't practice on Saturday.
That's right.
Thought it might have been a vet day, but I would assume it's not a vet day after they had yesterday off, and he didn't practice again today.
Well, he's the only vet not practicing. I looked up Danielle Hunter, and everybody that, all the vets that were practicing, Diggs, and there's a handful of them out there. They were all rolling. I was like, there might be a little something to this.
Now we haven't. I don't know, Tyler. Maybe you or Cheryl can get to it, or Clint. Maybe you've heard. I don't really necessarily know exactly what the issue is. I know that that D'Amico said he's not worried about Joe. Like I said, we'll let you hear about that at 3 o'clock from him himself. Also, just in case, not practicing as well, Clint. Laremy Tunsil, he was still getting work on the other side, but he is working over there. I've seen some apparatuses that Red forces me to use that he was over there on that other field using the sled. He was over there pushing a lot more weight on that sled than I have. Christian Harris with that soft tissue leg injury didn't practice. Dalton Schultz didn't practice as well along with it. Joe Mixon, concern this early, multiple days not practicing?
No, I'm not real concerned. I don't, before his media availability on Friday, he's sitting on the ground rubbing his own leg kind of deal, which I didn't put much thought into, because if it would have been some kind of injury at that point in time, they'd have had trainers all over him, and they'd have been working on him in the training room. And so I didn't put much into that. But clearly there's got to be some level of strain, because he's that's two straight practices. And like you said, with an off day in between and with no veterans getting off days around him, I got to believe that there's something that caused it. I'm not overly concerned simply because of the tone D'Amico Ryans had when he answered the question. It was a laugh and like, Joe will be fine. So I'm not worried about Joe. So,
and there's no reason to push anything right now.
Not at all. I mean, it's early on, and D'Amico even said it today, is that first week it's about easing in and getting guys up to speed and setting the tone for what they're fixing to make. So Not a real concern there with Joe Mixon.
Now, what I did find interesting in staying in the running back room, Clint, is the Texans made a move over the weekend by signing veteran running back Cam Akers. Cam Akers, who I believe won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Cam Akers, who was with the Vikings, one of the last teams I remember him playing with. They bring him in, Clint, and listen, I may need you all to talk me off the ledge. Because the first thing I thought was, oh, okay, they drafted a running back, sixth round. They got Damian Pierce, who has shown in this league he can play, and they've talked pretty good about him in the offseason. And then you see all kinds of reports of Cam Akers battling for touches and potentially the backup running back to Joe Mixon in Houston. And like the first thing I thought of was, well, maybe they didn't got through OTAs, mandatory minicamp, a week of practice, and they not feeling great about Damian Pierce in that backup role. That's the part that came to me. And I promise you, when you texted Tyler, you texted us, they didn't sign Cam Akers, I think the first thing I responded with was, man, I wish they just trade this kid. It's just trading, because it doesn't seem like they trust him. Doesn't seem like they feel confident in him. And he looks like a guy that may need a fresh start when you start to see what it was last year. And now they're bringing in Cam Akers to bring him in. I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of was Damian Pierce, and they don't trust him in that second running back.
Well, at first glance, I think that's natural is to think that. I mean, we don't need to. I don't need to hear from them on the Damian Pierce front. I mean, we watched it last year. Clearly, they don't trust Damian Pierce. Clearly, there's something in Damian Pierce's game that they don't like. They don't trust. And I don't buy the thought, which I've never heard them say, but I don't buy the thought that it's because he doesn't fit a certain scheme. I don't subscribe to that. But nonetheless, the Cam Akers sign, I think the name makes you sit back because we all remember Cam Akers. I remember him out of Florida State. If I remember correctly, I think he was a quarterback coming out of high school, by the way. But he was a good running back at Florida State. You know, was good early on in the league. But we're talking about a guy that's coming off of his second Achilles tear, and it's not the other. It's the same Achilles that's torn twice. He tore it last year midseason, and he's recovering from that. Now, the strange thing is I believe he was at practice today.
No, he's practiced.
I think he's wearing 22, so he's healthy and,
yeah, he was
and rolling. But
he was getting touches.
If their answer to a Damian Pierce that they don't like and that they're going to replace is a twice-torn left Achilles Cam Akers, boy, that's a poor attempt. I like the name, but I can't get past the same Achilles tearing twice. The kid's 25 years old, man.
He's 25, yeah.
I mean, he's 25, and we're talking
what
about...
What do you think the reason they brought him in?
Well, I think it's a roll of the dice. I think if he is healthy, I think it's... If best-case scenario for me, it's a long play. He's healthy. They see something they really like. They make him inactive. They put him on the practice squad. Whatever is still, I don't even know what his roster situation looks like, what his career looks like. But the point is I think it's a longer play than just this year. I would be shocked if they looked at this roster and said, man, the dude we drafted, the dude we brought back in Dari Agunbowale.
Yeah, I didn't.
Those ain't the guys that can push Damian Pierce. Cam Akers, twice torn left Achilles. Let's do it. That's the answer. That would be a poor attempt at replacing a guy, a second string running back, if indeed that is what they're doing.
Yeah, I just looked at their, like when you're talking about their depth chart at running back. Like I just did look at it and think, yeah, man, Gerard Jordan, Dari Agunbowale, even the British Brooks kid that's shown a little bit from Carolina, and Damian Pierce. And I didn't think, boy, they need to add.
Well, I mean,
especially like a veteran guy like that you know, like a Cam Akers who you would look at as a backup.
Well, if they could sign the Cam Akers sign would be great to me if he weren't injured. I mean, if he didn't have the twice torn Achilles. I mean, if you had like a
that would be the only thing holding me to thinking like, all right, maybe this don't maybe this don't have much to do with where they feel about Dameon Pierce right now. If yeah. it, like if he were completely healthy, I mean, he'd be the backup.
Yeah.
Like I said, like if he weren't coming off of the injuries that he's had.
Well, yeah, I mean that again, that would just be a hell of a risk if that were the case. I mean if we were talking about one of these career, I'd call them a backup, but they're a lot more important than a backup, right? Some of these guys that have toted the rock 30% of the time for some teams. You know, we see before Christian McCaffrey, we saw it in San Francisco where Wilson and Mostert and all these different guys were getting carries. Now I think both of those guys are now in Miami, to be honest with you.
Yeah, together.
But you know, there's several teams out there that these guys are you know, pretty much sharing the load. If it were one of those guys, then Dameon would have a problem. But to me, this is a longer play of potentially using him down the line, maybe.
Yeah, maybe practice squad, or maybe he's inactive, dressed 1 week or not. I just found it. It to me, it was if I'm Dameon Pierce, I'm like, what the hell y'all bringing this dude in for?
Right.
Like that's what my thing. What the hell y'all? Like it would just for me personally, probably if I'm like thinking about what all Dameon has been through up to this point with this regime, and it'd have to get to my mind of like, yo, okay, this is another element that seems like a shot towards me. Listen, we were during the crosstalk. I was letting you and Lopez. Y'all was getting it in about Davis Mills. Sorry, Tyler. I know it's your guy. Mm-hmm. Y'all were getting it in about Davis.
Shut
Mills.
Up.
He is, man. You had his little army. Y'all are getting in about Davis Mills. I just saw somebody here on YouTube and Twitch. Shout out to you all listening that way, saying that Mills is a backup. Not much to talk about. Like, listen, I get where you're coming from. Until that backup matters, which you know you needed a backup twice last year, and luckily the way that game turned out, you were able to win, or that would have kept you from being in the playoffs. Like, I don't know, because Tyler said he thought he'd be on the team, and I did too. I know you were big on it about, like, you thought he's played his last game. I don't know if I was completely there, but, well, Clint, I'm watching him now. Like, he just doesn't even show any interest in making NFL throws. Like, it is so wild to watch where, all right, CJ, he's got 3 plays. And they're running, which it seems like everybody's running the same plays. He's got 3 plays. Then Davis has 2 plays. Then Boyle has 2 plays. And then Case, whatever. But, like, when you watch those three, and when you watch Boyle and C.J. Stroud, the ball goes completely different places than the ball goes when Davis Mills is playing quarterback. I mean, that sucker, it's checkdowns. It's right to the tight. It's not even attempting to throw the ball in downfield. I watched Tim Boyle. He came up right behind him, and he hits Xavier Hutchinson for like a 10-yard slant that kind of goes up for a big play. I'm telling you, every time it is, whoop, whoop, and then he's damn near throwing picks or throwing interceptions. Like, Davis Mills is going to have to at least put on tape out there some level of aggressiveness, something out there, because it's just check down nothing.
Yeah, it just seems like there's a real quick trigger sometimes.
I mean,
and
quick.
Then it seems like when it's not, it's super late. It's hold on to the football. It's frustrating because I mean when you're not seeing things clear and you're just not in a clear headspace, which for whatever reason he's just never been able to settle into, and it's blatantly obvious, man. There's nothing. We talk a lot about the interceptions and the forces or the not throwing it, but in reality, man, it's the combination of all the things that you just said and then the inability to check the football down accurately. The inability, like you drop back, the defense is belling, you got this swing route, just hit him in stride to where he can get can keep running down the sideline and go get 10 or 15
yards.
He's
not even consistent with the check, the little easy throws he makes.
It's not, and those are the things that I think if we're really getting down to the nuts and bolts of this thing, like those are the things to me that D'Amico and Bobby have to look at and go, damn. I can call plays to keep him from taking a ton of risk with the football and trying to drive down the field.
And he will oblige.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Tyler, I'm serious. It would take them five downs to get a first down. Like some of his decisions. I'm talking.
That's not what you want.
We're talking three down. I mean, it is Cade Stover. Bam, three down. Touch down. 2 yards. I mean, it is so quick. He's getting that sucker out. It is, but nobody else is. I mean, God, if this is practice, is not when you go take a shot. My God, when are you going to do it?
Yeah,
it is wild. All right, man, we got to give credit where credit is due to the Astros. We'll discuss all of that coming up next and give you the latest on Kyle Tucker, day 49.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on this beautiful Monday. It is the second week of Texans Training Camp, but... And we were there, and we, as we just talked about, some of the things we've seen, and we will discuss more and let you hear more as they roll through. Someone said here on the text line here talking about Davis Mills. What is the use of talking so much about a backup quarterback? But I halfway understand what you're saying. I hope you know and see how the league trends. It's of importance that you have a backup. My thought was just merely like with Davis Mills, like he's going to have to show more to be on this team. Like he is going to, it is a clear difference to me on how him and Tim Boyle read things differently and see the offense. And the chances and the balls that they will throw and the guys and the routes that they will throw to. And clearly this is a guy that they didn't trust. A guy that they had competing with C.J. Stroud, as they said. A guy they had listed as the backup quarterback all year in the depth chart until it became a need for them to have a backup quarterback and they jumped over him. And I'm just saying for his sake, like, he's going to have to do more than he is doing, or he's not going to be here. Yes, I mean, yeah, it's the backup quarterback situation, and the odds are, if we look at most seasons, they're gonna need him, need one for a game or two. Hopefully they don't, but I mean, if we look at last year, they needed a game or two. I'm just saying, Davis Mills is not potentially putting himself in a position, as Clint said on Friday, to be here when you take a look at what he looks like compared to the guy he's battling.
Well, I mean, look, when quarterback is the most talked about position. When you've got C.J. Stroud, clearly you're in really, really, really good hands, so you move on to the next. And if you look at last year specifically, you end up going to your third-string quarterback and bypassing your second-string quarterback, and that appeared to be a major, major issue. And now you're lined up to ultimately do the same thing again this year with a much more difficult schedule. And nobody likes to talk about the backup quarterback until you have to talk about the backup quarterback. And if you've got a guy back there that gets leaped, eats up all these reps during camp, eats up all these reps during the season as a backup, and then all of a sudden it's time for him to play, and the third string guy that's been back there mentoring C.J. Stroud, that's like a coach of the extension, I mean extension of the coach, on the field and in meeting rooms, all of a sudden that guy's forced into a position where he's got to play, and he's clearly doesn't have the tools at this point in his career to go out there and overcome what you need to overcome in order to win ball games. Now, I get it, man. I get it. I don't necessarily want to lead every show with it, but it's a lot more important than people want to chalk it up to.
No, we are not leading shows with it, but just it was very apparent to what you said. Like,
I mean, it's important.
I mean, he's got to show some level of aggressiveness, but I do want to give credit where credit is absolutely due. I got to give credit to Jim Crane. I got to give credit to Dana Brown. I got to give credit to Captain Joe Espada. And the Astros as a whole, the leaders in that locker room, the Altuves, the Bregmans, the Alvarezes, the Verlanders when he's in there, those guys, them taking two or three from Seattle, Clint, and now they are in first place here. Saturday, after Saturday's game, they were in sole possession of first place for the first time all season. But they sit here tied atop the AL West in first place. And that happened, what, July 20th. Clint, not only did I never think they would get here at any point again this year, I damn sure didn't think it would be before July without Verlander and without Kyle Tucker for 49 days. So I got to give them credit, all of them, for this turnaround. I believe they deserve all the credit for how bad it was to kick off, and I think they deserve all the credit for getting here. Clint, I never thought July 22nd that they'd be sitting here in first place with as bad as it was. No, I never thought.
Yeah, look, it's been a crazy turn, man. I mean, it's been a crazy turn for the Astros and a crazy negative turn for the Seattle Mariners, if we're being serious. And it may have even gotten worse yesterday with the injury to the center fielder. I think that thing looked a lot worse than it actually was, because he ended up walking with no crutches.
He's starting to get a little hot too.
You see how he got his ass up and walked back to the dugout? They didn't cart him off. They didn't run a cart out there and had to put him on the back of a cart and all that kind of job. Did you see that?
Listen,
it's interesting.
No, stop it. People's bodies are different.
It's interesting how that
people's
works.
Bodies
right?
Well, different.
No, people's mindsets stop. Different.
No, people's bodies are different.
People's
just
mindsets.
Like people's dogs are different.
People's
really,
mindsets are different.
Tyler, stop, mindsets, man. No, don't do this. No.
Hey,
no,
by the
no.
way, did I mean I know y'all slept in that hot house? You and your wife slept in that hot house during the hurricane. Y'all had no power. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Yeah, we're
survived.
Doing good.
Okay,
just wanted, yeah.
I didn't circle back and check.
Stop it.
I didn't circle back.
No reason for you to add canines to that kind of none.
I didn't circle back.
Sorry about that.
That was
sorry
a real ass that. Move of me, man. I'm sorry.
No.
I do
man,
care.
You're good, bro.
I do care, man. I do care.
I know you do.
I don't know, man. It's impressive, and it looks like they're about
stupid.
To take off.
It's ridiculous. Look, here's the deal.
I'm not even going to look. We're getting there. Oh, I told y'all, clowns, it was a long season. Get out.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get that. Ain't no doubt about
that's
that. That's
fine.
I've already got it on social media. Big Scott done sent it to me. Well, not that, but he sent me. And I'm my response to Scott, he said, hey, Clinty, the Astros are leading the division. Is what do you think of Espada now? Look, here's the deal. I still don't think Espada's the guy. I still don't think Ron can give them all the credit they want. I ain't giving none of them no damn credit. This is a really
Clint. This you is, give him
come
credit,
on, man. For man. What?
Somebody's got to get credit for this turnaround.
Yeah, the players. This is a crazy tournament. This is a really, really, really good baseball team. What moves did they make? What moves did those guys make that made a huge difference in them making this comeback?
Patience. They got rid of Abreu. Patience.
Can argue getting rid of Abreu, which was about 42 games late, was the damn spark that led to this.
I can't sit here and just say that they did nothing.
No, I'm not
saying that they're great, or do I think a spot is a manager?
They haven't. I'm just telling you, man. Here's the deal: Spot is not the guy, and this is a World Series caliber baseball team.
I didn't think this topic was going.
Well, no, I mean, I mean that even more when the season started, I thought, man, this is a World Series caliber team, and that's with the inconsistent Hunter Brown. That was with not knowing who Spencer Arrighetti is, not knowing who Ronel Blanco is, not knowing who any of these others that are swinging the bat really well at the bottom of the lineup. We didn't know who Jake Myers was. So all of those guys have gotten significantly better. If we want to give them credit for anything, give them credit for playing Jake Myers. He had a bomb this weekend that helped us. I mean, get Jake Myers, sticking with Jake Myers in center field. Other than that,
I think it's one hit. Come on, man. Series.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, how'd that going with lefties all weekend against the Mariners? Mariners strong right-handers. How did that going with all lefties? How'd that work out?
I'm just saying, man. They had to have done something right. There's some change.
Sit your ass up there and be real quiet and let this team do work and let the Mariners fall apart. That's what happened. I mean, I'm just telling you, happened.
I know what you're telling. I don't. They have done something to add.
6-4 ball game, bottom of 9, 2 outs. You gonna throw free swinging what's his name up there? Come on, man. What's his name? The young fella. Come on, man. Lo Profeta. Yeah, that gives us a chance.
I'll tell you, Tyler, I did not know this. I didn't know this conversation was going to go to Joe Espada still is the man.
I mean, there's just nothing worse, man, because I know what's coming. The way in which these guys have turned this thing around, as quick as they've done it, it's been ridiculous, and all of a sudden the Joe Espada fan base and the long season guys are going to come out of nowhere. This wasn't something we'd never seen.
That was our baseball talk presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, coming up, the secondary was hard to not look at today, was hard to miss. There's a few things to look at when it comes to this Texans secondary. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
People are asking questions, Tyler. They're asking questions.
I see that.
On YouTube and Twitch. See, those of you who try to find us, you can see us. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. And I'm seeing people, they're asking, where did you get that shirt, Tyler?
It's a nice one, ain't it?
Where'd you get that shirt? Somebody, shout out to Angie. Angie came right with a hell. Where the hell do I get that shirt?
Hell yeah, Angie. Angie listens with us every day. Be like Angie.
Yeah.
Well, get her a shirt, Tyler.
I already got her a dress.
What's this? Yeah, because Tyler stepped out and he just comes in and surprised us. It's a nice little shirt. Was it?
That is. You know the best thing about this tee right here. Tyler's a tee guy.
Yes,
I put a lot of stock in Tyler.
Tyler is. He does.
When I get a tee from Tyler, not only better the graphic design be on point, but the material better be on point.
Yes.
Tyler done came through with this right here.
So to our radio audience who aren't able to see, describe the shirt as it is an election year. So you've kind of gone into the Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, baby. It's 2024. It's an election year. Thought, what better way to promote Houston's number one afternoon drive program for sports talk than throw you guys' names up on a tee?
Little campaign shirt.
Vote Sterner and Hughley, 24.
The drive. Is live.
Yeah. A couple of issues I have with Very nice shirt. And I think there's something we could do. I think we can hook folks up. I think we could sell it, give the money to charity of some sort. I think there's some endless options that we could do with these T-shirts. I feel like somewhere there's got to be a .. T-mill. I think if the back
even if
of
it
that,
were, even if it were just the dots, that would be like a subtle.
Well,
I would agree with T-mill, that would be like I made it as a joke. Even if it was .. The drive is live. People that really money listen would know that dots. Those dots.
I said, no, what that means? Because I think there's got to be. I mean, you're the third member of the show. There's got to be some portion of that. On the shirt, the back would have been nice. Something down the bottom, small, of course, but something down there. But you know, .. T Mill in like 9 font, like that would have been
number one producer.
You could have done it all like to the. I think you not being on there, and then like when I look at that slide over, let me see you. When I look at that. I just don't like one. Clint's name is a lot bigger than mine.
This is where he was going with it.
And second, it like
I couldn't change that. I tried to make y'all equal font sizes. They wouldn't let me change.
I'm in like the J.D. Vance and whoever's going to be under Kamala Harris role. Like I'm in like I just don't see myself as a vice president. I don't. Clear, because like right there, like
but like you said, I mean your name's on
over
the
there.
Shirt, mine's
had,
not.
Because you clearly had control of the size here. Slide over again, just a second.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like my last name's a lot longer than his. You just clearly just decided to make mine.
No, that was the format that they offered in the ad that got me.
I think it looks great. I think it's spot on.
It looks great. I just a couple of things there that
that you changed.
I don't know that that changed. I would definitely change the portion that you're not on it. It just that part clearly sticks out. Just thought there could have been maybe a format where.
I hate you.
There might have been a format where, we were on the same line.
I mean, I think he ought to make some the way that he's talking. I think he ought to send him the link, let him buy some for all of us. With ultimately, what he wants is Ugly on that top line.
I'm not saying it has to be on the top line.
I think send him the link and let him spend a couple dollars.
My thought is let's just maybe just one line. Maybe just a single line.
I just didn't have that option. The show is called The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I know what they call it. For me, it's more Sterner Hughley.
It's just like one big name.
It's not an and, because the and does separate.
Well, if we did that, it could be, hey, vote 2024 Sterner Hughley and Milner.
Just hyphenate it.
That's honestly how I see it. I think it's a great shirt.
I know you don't. I think if you hyphenate it, I think Ugly Sterner. We can hyphenate it, top line and front.
It's just really.
Tyler, we're going to throw him back to you, man.
No, man. I think you've done. It's just clearly the size.
Put his name on the top line, man. You've obviously hurt feelings here.
I think he did it on purpose. I think he was waiting for this moment. There's no way that Tyler knows me. And saw that shirt and didn't think that that was not anything I'd say.
But there Clint, was, I tried to make
it. The moment Clint saw it, he knew it.
You know, I thought I was doing a nice
lovely.
Thing.
It is.
No, just, you know.
I think you do the great thing,
too. No way. We're not all perfect.
There's no way you think this is a great shirt when you've commented on like 7 or 8 edits you would have made.
You're right. It's a good shirt.
Damn it.
It would be great if you added your portion of it somewhere. Like for me, at least a big face of you on the back of the shirt. That would have been like something that adds you
like
on there.
Steve-O?
Yeah. Text line coming in. That's a great. This shirt is great. Don't listen to Ron. Listen, to each his own.
I'll be better next time, man.
I know you will.
Damn it. I got to be better.
I know you will. I'm just saying, man. Just look at. Maybe look at something.
Trying to be your favorite producer ever. I'm trying to overtake Serta, but I keep making mistakes.
I think it looks tremendous to you. All full job.
Being realistic about life, you're not go for unattainable goals. Here. But I know you're at camp today, and the secondary stuck out to you. I know that when we talked a lot and we saw things. We were able to see a little bit more with the first team and the second team. And the secondary is one of the stories, Clint. Like, there are some spots where maybe there isn't as much comfort with what you have there as in other spots.
Yeah, look, I think it's the camp competition that's there to talk about. I mean, D'Amico and Nick and all those guys, they like to talk about competitions and creating competitions and yada, yada, yada. I think the most beautiful thing about becoming a team that has arrived and is a playoff caliber team and one of the top AFC teams is there's fewer holes on your team across the board. You're not going into camp going, well, who's going to start? No, you're going into camp with, this is my starter, and how do I scheme around him? How do I develop him? How hard can I push him? What verbiage do I need to use? What tone do I need to use to get the best out of this guy? And so the less it becomes about competition, the better your team actually is. And I think the Texans are there. Now, there are a couple of holes. Right, I think the competition at the cornerback position opposite Derek Stingley is wide ass open. I think it's a 3-horse race. I think it's wide open.
Do you get the feel who you think they want to take?
They want Kamari Lassiter to take that thing. He's been running with the ones in OTAs. He ran with the ones in the first four practices now in training camp, and we haven't been able to see the defense as much as I would like because they're practicing all their individual stuff and everything. They're on the far field, and so it's outside of team. It's hard to get a real good feel for what these guys like comparing an elite mover in Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, Derek Stingley to a second round corner in Kamari Lassiter. Like, what does that look like in Drew? I'd like to see that up close. We can't. But, yeah, I mean, look, there's been nothing. I don't think Kamari Lassiter is a starting corner come season time opposite Derek Stingley. And I've seen nothing to this point in training camp that puts me in a spot where I feel like I'm going to step off of that opinion. I still think that it's very difficult to come in from college and start immediately in this league, even as a top 10 pick, much less a second round pick. I watch him move, and I do not see elite mover, and I'm not even talking about the 4.6 speed. I'm just talking about overall movement. I've yet to hear Nick or D'Amico talk about elite mover, which they choose to use that term with C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda and Derek Stingley, if we're being honest. So
he plays a lot with his hands.
And he did that in college. They have told us that's exactly who he is—a physical player that has great instincts. And I just don't think he's ready yet to be thrown to the wolves.
But there is a place for him on the field, just potentially maybe where they're not where they're.
Well, I mean,
they're trying to put him.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's
right now at least.
D'Amico Ryans is a great schemer. D'Amico Ryans is a great play caller. D'Amico Ryans can cover up in the way that he did for Tavier Thomas last year for 8, 9, 10 games. He made that work, and it was not a problem. Until it was a problem. Like he can go out there with Kamari Lassiter, and I think he can keep him in zone, keep him a zone corner, keep a safety over the top of him, or keep him soft and just allow him to keep everything in front of him, play downhill and with that physicality, and I think everything will be fine. But with this schedule this year, the opponents are going to be one area that they're better than most when you're a really good football team is they know how to find a guy that is a duck. And ultimately, that's going to be exposed. And so what do you do then? Is C.J. Henderson, Jeff Okuda the answer? One of those your man corner and he's his own corner? Like, I don't know. I'm not convinced that Kamari's that guy.
Well, he's definitely going to
get – not yet.
He's definitely going to get the work. Like, today we saw him matched up with Diggs out there in a go route. We saw something. So he's definitely got the guys that he's going to need to go up against. All right, coming up, we'll get you back locked in training camp. And you'll actually hear – from the head coach D'Amico Ryans on some of the most important things. One, how he felt practice went today, and you'll hear him on Joe Mixon as well as us recapping what happened in Seattle that allowed your Houston Astros to become a first-place team in the AL West for the first time all season. All of that as we continue to roll and go live right here with The Drive.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
People are asking questions, Tyler. They're asking questions.
I see that.
On YouTube and Twitch. See, those of you who try to find us, you can see us. You can watch us on YouTube and Twitch. And I'm seeing people, they're asking, where did you get that shirt, Tyler?
It's a nice one, ain't
Where'd
it?
Where'd you get that shirt? Somebody, shout out to Angie. Angie didn't already. Angie came right with a hell. Where the hell do I get that shirt?
Hell yeah, Angie. Angie listens with us every day. Be like Angie.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Get her a shirt, Tyler. Quit.
I am. I already got her a dress.
What's this? Yeah, because Tyler stepped out and he just comes in and surprised us. It's a nice little shirt. Was it?
That is. You know, the best thing about this tee right here, Tyler's a tee guy.
Yes.
I put a lot of stock in Tyler.
Tyler is. He does.
When I get a tee from Tyler, not only better the graphic design be on point, but the material better be on point.
Yes.
Tyler done came through with this right here.
So to our radio audience who aren't able to see, describe the shirt as it is an election year, so you've kind of gone into the Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, baby. It's 2024. It's an election year. What better way to promote Houston's number one afternoon drive program for sports talk than throw you guys' names up on a tee?
Little campaign shirt.
Vote Sterner and Hughley, 24.
The drive is live.
Yeah.
A couple of issues I have with...
Uh-oh.
Very nice shirt. And I think there's something we could do. I think we can hook folks up. We could sell it, give the money to charity or some sort. I think there's some endless options that we could do with these T-shirts. I feel like somewhere there's got to be a .. T-mill. I think if the back
even if
of
it were, even if it were just the dots, that would be like a subtle.
I would agree with T-mill, that would be like I made it as a joke.
Even if it was .. The drive is live. People that really listen money would bag, know that dots. Those dots.
I said, know what that means. Because I think there's got to be. I mean, you're a third member of this. There's got to be some portion of that on the shirt. The back would have been nice. Something down the bottom, small, of course, but something down there. But you know, .. T. Mill in like 9 font, like that would have been
number one producer. Not in.
Oh yeah, you could have done it all like to the. I think so. I think you not being on there, and then like when I look at that slide over, let me see you. When I look at that, I just don't like. One, Clint's name is a lot bigger than mine.
This is where he was going with it.
And second, I couldn't change that.
I tried to make y'all equal font sizes. They wouldn't let me change.
I'm in like the J.D. Vance and whoever's going to be under Kamala Harris role. Like I'm in like, I just don't see myself as the vice president. Clear, because like right there, like.
But like you said, I mean your name's on over the shirt. Mine's not.
Because you clearly had control. Of the size here. Slide over again, just a second.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like my last name's a lot longer than his. You just clearly just decided to make mine.
No,
smaller.
That was the format that they offered in the ad that got. Yeah.
I think it looks great. I think it's spot on. I think it looks great.
I just a couple of things there that
that you changed.
I don't know that I. That change, I would definitely change the portion that you're not on it. It just, that part clearly sticks out. Just thought there could have been maybe a format where.
I hate you.
There might have been a format where.
Well, I mean,
where maybe we were on the same line.
I mean, I think he ought to make some the way that he's talking. I think he ought to send him the link, let him buy some for all of us with ultimately what he wants is Ugly on that top line.
I'm not saying it has to be on the top line.
I think send him the link and let him spend a couple dollars.
My thought is let's just maybe just one line. Maybe just a single line.
I just didn't have that option.
The show is called Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I know what they call it. For me, it's more Sterner Hughley. Like
it's just like one big name.
It's not an and because the and does separate.
Well, if we did that, it could be hey, vote 2024 Sterner Hughley and Milner.
Just hyphenate it.
That's honestly how I see it. I think it's a great shirt.
I know you don't.
I think if you hyphenate it, I think Hughley Sterner. You can hyphenate it. You get top line and front.
It's just really.
Tyler, we're going to throw him back to you, man. Put his name on the top line, will you? No, man.
I think it's just clearly the size.
Put his name on the top line, man. You've obviously hurt feelings here.
I think he did it on purpose. I think he was waiting for this moment. There's no way that Tyler knows me. And saw that shirt and didn't think that that was not anything I'd say.
But there Clint, was, I tried to make
I
edit.
Know, the moment, I, was, the moment I laid eyes on The me. Moment Clint saw it, he knew it.
You know, I thought I was doing
it
a nice
lovely.
Thing.
It is.
No, just, you know.
I think you do the great thing.
No way. We're not all perfect.
There's no way
here.
You think this is
there's
a great shirt here. when you've commented on like seven or eight edits you to make.
You're right. It's a good shirt.
Damn it.
It would be great if you added your portion of it somewhere. Like for me, at least a big face of you in the on the back of the shirt. That would have been like something that adds you
like
on there.
Steve-O?
Yeah. Text line coming in. That's a great. This shirt is great. Don't listen to Ron. Listen, to each his own.
I'll be better next time, man.
I know you will.
Damn it. I got to be better.
I know you will. I'm just saying, man. Just look at. Maybe look at some.
Trying to be your favorite producer ever. I'm trying to overtake Serta, but I keep making mistakes.
I think it looks tremendous to you. All bull jobs.
Being
aside.
Realistic about life here, not go for unattainable goals. Here. But I know you're at camp today, and the secondary stuck out to you. I know that, but we talked a lot and we saw things. We were able to see a little bit more with the first team and the second team, and. The secondary is one of the stories, Clint. Like there are some spots where maybe there isn't as much comfort with what you have there as in other spots.
Yeah, look, I think it's the camp competition that's there to talk about. I mean, D'Amico and Nick and all those guys they like to talk about competitions and creating competitions and yada yada yada. I think as the most beautiful thing about becoming a team that has arrived and is a playoff caliber team and one of the top AFC teams is there's fewer holes on your team across the board. You're not going into camp going, well, who's going to start? No, you're going into camp with, this is my starter, and how do I scheme around him? How do I develop him? How hard can I push him? What verbiage do I need to use? What tone do I need to use to get the best out of this guy? And so the less it becomes about competition, the better your team actually is. And I think the Texans are there. Now, there are a couple of holes. Right, I think the competition at the cornerback position opposite Derek Stingley is wide ass open. I think it's a 3-horse race. I think it's wide open.
Do you get to feel who you think they want to take?
They want Kamari Lassiter to take that thing. He's been running with the ones in OTAs. He ran with the ones in the first four practices now in training camp, We haven't been able to see the defense as much as I would like because they're practicing all their individual stuff and everything. They're on the far field, and so it's outside of team, it's hard to get a real good feel for what these guys like. Comparing an elite mover in Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, Derek Stingley to a second round corner in Kamari Lassiter, like what does that look like? I'd like to see that up close. We can't. But, yeah, I mean, look, there's been nothing. I don't think Kamari Lassiter is a starting corner come season time opposite Derek Stingley. And I've seen nothing to this point in training camp that puts me in a spot where I feel like I'm going to step off of that opinion. I still think that it's very difficult to come in from college and start immediately in this league, even as a top 10 pick, much less a second round pick. I watch him move, and I do not see elite mover, and I'm not even talking about the 4.6 speed. I'm just talking about overall movement. I've yet to hear Nick or D'Amico talk about elite mover, which they choose to use that term with C.J. Henderson and Jeff Okuda and Derek Stingley, if we're being honest. So
he plays a lot with his hands.
And he did that in college. They have told us that's exactly who he is, a physical player that has great instincts. And I just don't think he's ready yet to be thrown to the wolves.
But there is a place for him on the field, just potentially maybe where they're not where they're
well, I mean,
they're trying to put him.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's
right now at least.
D'Amico Ryans is a great schemer. D'Amico Ryans is a great play caller. D'Amico Ryans can cover up in the way that he did for Tavier Thomas last year for 8, 9, 10 games. He made that work, and it was not a problem. Until it was a problem. Like he can go out there with Kamari Lassiter, and I think he can keep him in zone, keep him a zone corner, keep a safety over the top of him, or keep him soft and just allow him to keep everything in front of him, play downhill and with that physicality, and I think everything will be fine. But with this schedule this year, the opponents are going to be one area that they're better than most when you're a really good football team is they know how to find a guy that is a duck. And ultimately, that's going to be exposed. And so what do you do then? Is C.J. Henderson, Jeff Okuda the answer? One of those your man corner and he's his own corner? Like, I don't know. I'm not convinced that Kamari's that guy.
Well, he's definitely going to
get – not yet.
He's definitely going to get the work. Like, today we saw him matched up with Diggs out there on a go route. We saw something. So he's definitely got the guys that he's going to need to go up against. All right, coming up, we'll get you back locked in training camp. And you'll actually hear – from the head coach D'Amico Ryans on some of the most important things. One, how he felt practice went today, and you'll hear him on Joe Mixon as well as us recapping what happened in Seattle that allowed your Houston Astros to become a first-place team in the AL West for the first time all season. All of that as we continue to roll and go live right here with The Drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.